One of the things that we were, several things I should say, that we were committed to following on this is, one was we want to clearly communicate what our bus routes are. We wanted to preserve the length of day in all of our buildings to match both the elementary and the secondary levels, which they weren't. We certainly wanted to try to limit the grade level spreads on our buses. So, you know, kindergartners riding with middle school or high school students, and then shortening our ride times. Our bell time study really found information for us that we needed to take a hard look at, where we had students riding anywhere from, you know, 70 minutes to well over 115 minutes a day. So we really took a whole system view here with all that information to see how can we route differently, how might that impact the starts of our day so we could address the goals that we're trying to achieve. And one of those, I think the central point for that was, we want efficient and effective operations, but we also want them easy to use. And I think where we landed with our bell time study with that and announcing what those times were for next year, which has some minimal changes, will be good for everyone.